Good evening. We oftentimes tell our students, don't be afraid to miss. There's a lot of competitions that they go into, whether it's the whole group or individually. And oftentimes it's something new or something different. They have to kind of put themselves out there, and they really have to work at getting better at their music or getting better at a certain style of marching, whatever it might be. But ultimately it comes to a point of performance, and ultimately it comes to a point of where they need to put themselves out there and try. And we tell them, don't be afraid to miss. Oftentimes we run into a point to where they don't want to try because they might fail. They might get to a point to where they didn't get the result that they wanted. So we often tell them, don't be afraid to miss. That's something that I want to discuss with you all and talk with you all here tonight. A little bit of trivia here, and baseball. I've recently become more of a baseball fan now that I live here in the Metroplex. Before, I really didn't care for it, and now a little bit more now. But do you know who has the most home runs? Who had the most home runs in 1927? I'm sure there's just a couple of guys in here that do. I see a few nodding heads. All right. Did you also know? And that's of course Babe Ruth. But did you also know that in that same year he had the most strikeouts? He had 89 at the same time. So very, very much so. When he set the home run record, he also set the record that year for most strikeouts. So in the event of trying to become something great and really trying, he also missed a lot. Actually, it was much more than he actually accomplished. Too often, people are paralyzed into inaction. They're paralyzed into fear. You know, fear of people making fun of them, criticism, looking foolish, being laughed at. The fact is, the possibility of failure and giving into that fear often wastes a lot of the good opportunities that we get in our lives. We get cheated out of character building, and we really don't live up to God's expectation of us when we cower away from the chances that we have. Just to put into a little bit in perspective, the possibility of our success, and that's ultimate success is into heaven, came about by Jesus giving himself for us. The possibility. Not even the actuality of getting that success, because we ultimately that choice relies upon us if we accept that gift. But just simply the possibility of getting to heaven is how much God believes in us by giving his son for us. I think it puts it in perspective. Let's turn to Matthew 25. 25, verse 14 to 30. It's a parable of the talents. Those of you that are acquainted with it, we'll read just a few verses on here. Verse 14, it says, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them." I want to draw your attention here to this next verse. "To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability." Let me read that again. "Each according to his own ability. This master gave to his slaves a certain amount of talents according to what this slave was able to do." And if we read on there, the slave that got 5 talents, he was able to double his talents and came back with 10. The one that had 2 doubled, got with 4. But the one that had 1 hid it and did nothing with it. He was afraid to use it. So what happened to him? Verse 24. "And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.' Verse 26. "But his master answered and said to him, 'You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away." We're all given abilities and talents, and when we don't use them, they go away. So how do we get help? Of course, first of all, God will help us. Psalm 3, verse 3 to 6, this is David when he's fleeing from Absalom. It says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about." We can also get help from our friends, from our spouse, from our brother. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 where a strand of three is not easily broken. When one that goes out and falls, when they're by themselves, who's there to help them up? But when they have a friend, they have somebody to help them up. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Read God's word. Listen and apply its teachings. Do God's will as it is written, and to the best of your abilities. Be humble and consider yourself as in constant growth. Be ready and willing to listen to others who are much more wiser than yourself. Admit when you're wrong and change for the better. Learn to ask for forgiveness and also learn to forgive yourself and continue steadfast. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 is the last verse we have here. "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So what are you putting off for fear that you might fail? Is it speaking to somebody about Christ, somebody that you know? Is it speaking to someone about salvation? What about for the men here, leading the song? Maybe leading a study. Maybe helping others. Maybe it has to do with admitting that you're wrong. Maybe it has to do with your own salvation. I hear it said often by people that are not Christians, that want to become Christians, say that, what if I fail? If I try it? I'll tell you what, if you don't become a Christian, you've already failed. You're not trying. You need to get there. So I invite those tonight, if you're not a Christian, today's the day. Tonight's the night of salvation. Don't be afraid. We can help you here. Or if you're somebody that needs help, who needs encouragement, please come forward. We can definitely help you here. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And then within those failures, we definitely can see growth. So if you have need of anything, please come forward as we stand and sing.